Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. Today we're going to talk about the idea that we are nobody with nothing to lose. And I think that's a pretty provocative statement, don't you? But I've been reading and contemplating this wonderful book called The Magic of Awareness by Anam Tubten, who's a Tibetan monk who's been teaching in the West since the 90s and is the spiritual advisor and Dharma teacher for the Dharmata Foundation. And in the first chapter of this book, he offers us this idea of being nobody to illustrate how much time and energy we spend wrapped up in being somebody with something to lose, and how much stress and unhappiness those attachments can cause us. He says that there's these chains that bind us to old belief systems and values from the way we were raised, the culture we live in, our educational system, where we're set up to live a life of pursuing being enough rather than remembering that we already are enough. Some of these chains are what he calls golden chains. They're our aspirations and attachments to do good things, which is still a setup to fail. And then there's the chains of iron, the ones we tend to keep running as the background noise of our minds, like putting ourselves down or hiding our fears and self-doubts, or even actively competing, judging, and criticizing others. All of these chains, however, whether pure as in the golden chains or destructive as the iron ones, are all ways we spend our energy trying rather than trusting and simply being open, curious, and aware. Now, don't get me wrong, having goals and aspirations isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, living in this world and not in a cave in the mountains somewhere, it is important that we know how to operate in this amazing life that we have. But more importantly, this concept of being nobody and having nothing to lose is simply a reminder of learning to let go when our attachments are only causing suffering and short-sightedness. Just remembering that we can set ourselves free from the chains that bind us, but it takes a little work and a little practice. And as always, for Om at Home, this is where meditation comes in. It's a place that we practice returning to, that home within, where we can be just fine as we are, not doing, but being. And in this state, there's something called pure awareness. It's like a completely open space that hasn't been filled with thoughts, ideas, actions, plans, expectations. This pure awareness, it has no identity, no one face. So it's considered a unified space where we're all the same. Now, this might be a great place to become familiar with when you're feeling a lot of competition with someone, for example. Imagine you both in this unified field where everybody is nobody with nothing to lose. That immediately levels the playing field, and it gives you an enormous sense of relief, even if only for a few moments while you're meditating. But then remember, you can carry that place with you, and you can return there every time you feel the strain and the pressure of that competition. And then you realize you are free to step in or out of that pressure anytime. So this week, I'm going to ask you to meditate on being nobody with nothing to lose and practice going home to the place of pure awareness that resides inside of you and that is fine just being. So let's go ahead and get comfortable and sit together and do our practice. If you like sitting on a chair, you might want to have a cushion behind your back. Just feel supported, unless you like sitting up with nothing behind your back. And then if you do that, sit towards the front of the chair so your sit bones can kind of roll forward and allow the natural curve in your spine to lift your spine up out of the top of your head. And if you're sitting on the floor, definitely want to sit on some cushions under your hips and let your ankles be on the floor. And it does the same thing. Really let your back relax. Let your hands rest in your lap. You can have your left palm resting on top of your right palm if you want to try Zen Mudra and let your thumbs touch. Or you can just have palms down on your thighs. And begin with three cleansing breaths in through the nose. And blow very, very slowly out of the mouth. Two more of those. Inhaling deeply and blowing out nice and slow, which really allows you to prepare your body and your mind for meditation. One more breath, letting everything out nice and slow. And then when you're ready, you're going to shift over to breathing in and out of your nose. And you're going to notice the temperature of the air as it hits the nose when you inhale. And the difference in that temperature when you breathe back out, and you can feel the warm breath come out of your nose. And you can notice if your breath feels deep or shallow today, fast or slow. And as you become the observer of that breath, you start to let go of having to do the breath a certain way. That chain that binds you to being right or doing something correctly. And just observe the way it is and begin to let that be just fine. And your ability to become aware of the breathing and to feel the breathing really is that state of pure awareness. You can still hear everything going on around you. You can still feel your body. And you can really connect with your breath as it flows in and out. So the state of pure awareness is just an open state. And start to notice how immediately your mind's going to wander and it's going to want to go work on one of those chains that's binding you to some idea, some plan, some worry perhaps that you have, someone you're mad at, even someone that you're falling in love with. It's Valentine's Day after all. And just noticing how the mind likes to obsess over all of these ideas. And that's when we start to have our energy bound to the ideas rather than resting in the state of pure awareness. And it's in this moment that you really lean into your breath, and you even allow yourself to label your breath by labeling inhale and exhale over and over until you feel relaxed and that you're reconnected to that natural space of pure awareness. So during your meditation today, anytime your mind is wandering, you'll just note the wandering. You'll note the tension that surrounds that wandering. And then you'll lean back into the breath and label the breath for a minute or two. And then let it go and let yourself just be present, getting comfortable with the state of pure awareness. And I'll check back in with you in just a couple minutes. Notice if your mind has wandered off and you've sort of lost that sense of your body, of the spaciousness, of the breath and awareness. No big deal. It's just a wandering mind. That's just your habit. It's everyone's habit. Lean back into the inhales and the exhales by labeling them for about a minute. And settle back in to pure awareness. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're meditating in the space of pure awareness and focusing on being nobody and having nothing to lose. begin to deepen your breath. Notice if your mind had wandered and just bring it back into the body with a few nice deep breaths, re-centering on your awareness of being in your body and in the moment. And then bring the breath down to the base of your spine, and as you inhale, imagine you can draw the breath up your back. And as you exhale, you can let the breath flow down the front of your body. Inhaling up your back and exhaling down the front of the body two or three times. Really trusting that connection of pure awareness, of letting go, the relief of not having to be somebody with something to lose, and the freedom of being nobody with nothing to lose. And that resides inside of you. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. This is Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And I'm Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace and lots of love.